Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A 54-year-old cyclist who was killed in a hit-and-run Saturday in Overbrook has been identified as June Rodriguez, a longtime employee and DJ for Bob and Barbara's Lounge in Center City. In a post on social media, the lounge called him a June of all traits and said he will be very missed and forever loved. Mourners gathered at Penn Treaty Park in Fishtown Sunday for a vigil in Rodriguez's honor. His brother, Moise, told our partners at NBC 10 he's frustrated with the investigation into June's death.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand how we don't know, not even the license plates of the vehicle or nothing like that, when there's cameras everywhere and nobody's even come forward to say that this, you know, that they know about this. It's pretty sad.
Police say the driver of a red SUV hit Rodriguez around 3:45 a.m. Saturday while he was attempting to turn left at North 56th Street and Lancaster Avenue. Bob and Barbara says it will post updates on memorials in the coming days. Meanwhile, a mother and her 5-month-old daughter are in the hospital after they were shot inside their West Philly home early Sunday morning. KYW Sherrod A. Howard spoke with a close relative who was there when the shots rang out.
I heard a pop, pop. So I got up, went into my sister's room, blood everywhere.
Amira Mathis says she's still holding her breath after the most frightening morning of her life.
I'm like, what is going on? She told me that he shot me. I said, who shot you? She couldn't tell me because she was freaking out. So now I'm freaking out. The baby also got shot one time.
Now police are searching for the alleged gunman who supposedly fled the scene in a silver truck. Investigators say after 4:30 Sunday morning, the 43-year-old mother was shot multiple times and the baby once in the leg. The victim's sister says it just all happened so quickly.
I called the cops. The cops came. They took the baby first.
Police are now looking for the father of the child in connection with the shooting. Both the mother and the baby are expected to survive. The family says they're just happy to have yet another holiday together.
Now we here. My sister's fine. I had a surgery. My girl is outside. And I really feel like we really blessed to even be here to see another day.
The investigation is ongoing. Police say they do not have a motive. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We're still in that critical stage. That's what the caretaker of a litter of newborn puppies abandoned at a South Philly Target says about the recovery process. But KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports that they were rescued from almost certain death over the weekend.
They literally threw these puppies away like they were garbage.
In the frigid December weather Friday, a good Samaritan found 8 newborn puppies in a bag in a shopping cart outside a Target in South Philly and brought them to ACT Philly. Partner organization Outcast Rescue in Lehigh County took custody of the mere hours old puppies, and for the last couple days they've been under the care of Outcast board director Beth Huckey.
6 out of 8 of them are taking the bottle with absolutely no problem, and 2 of them are struggling.
The 2 struggling pups are both runts. An incubator has helped keep the litter warm after beginning their life in the cold. Good meals and flushed kidneys have resolved the problem of urinating blood. They're still a couple weeks from their eyes and ears opening, meaning they're totally dependent on Huckey.
I haven't slept in 2 days because I hear one little peep in the incubator and I'm checking everybody to make sure everybody's okay.
But as much as the fatigue weighs on Huckey, what bothers her more is the fact that the mom's whereabouts are unknown, and this outcome could have been avoided by spaying her ahead of time or surrendering the puppies responsibly.
There are resources out there. You know, they could have just walked into ACT Philly or PSPCA and handed the puppies over. There wouldn't have been any questions asked.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.